Dutch populist leader Wilders, what happened to Trump can happen here. Don't underestimate hatred toward right-wing politicians. By Kurt Zindelke on July 14, 2024. Dutch populist leader Geert Wilders, a longtime target for political violence, has warned that the attempted assassination attempt on Donald Trump could be mimicked in Europe, warning the public not to underestimate the hatred towards right-wing politicians. Like fellow populists in Europe like Nigel Farage and Robert Fico, the power player behind the Dutch government laid blame on the media for inciting hatred towards Donald Trump after the former president and current frontrunner for the 2024 race was shot during a Pennsylvania rally on Saturday. Fortunately, the assassination attempt failed, with the bullet only hitting the presumptive Republican nominee in the ear. Responding to the attempted assassination, Wilders wrote on X, "The hate rhetoric from many leftish politicians and media, who label right-wing politicians as racists and Nazis, is not without consequences. They are playing with fire. What happened in the US can also happen in the Netherlands. Don't underestimate it. The hatred towards right-wing politicians is also unprecedented in our country. Their security should be significantly increased where necessary," he added. Striking a note of optimism, Wilders concluded, "I love America. The strength and perseverance of the American people is unprecedented. I trust the 45th president will become the 47th president. No one deserves it more than President Trump." Wilders is no stranger to political violence, having been forced to hire 24-hour security and live in a safe house for years after radical Islamists put fatwas, death warrants, on his head for his 2008 film Fatima, which criticized the theological premises of the Muslim religion and that the Quran was to blame for Islamic terrorism and the illiberal treatment of women, homosexuals, and infidels. The Party for Freedom, PVV, leader, currently the main power player in the Dutch parliament after a sweeping victory in last year's elections, has claimed to still receive multiple death threats per day. According to the threatened politicians team at The Hague, Wilders received at least half of the total 1,125 death threats made against Dutch politicians in 2022. Last September, Pakistani cricket player Khalid Latif was sentenced to 12 years in prison after putting up a $23,000 bounty on the head of Wilders in response to the populist's critical stance on Islam. However, it is unlikely Latif will ever come to justice given that he resides in Pakistan, which does not have an extradition treaty with the Netherlands. Saturday's attempted assassination of Donald Trump was also criticized by newly installed Dutch Prime Minister Dick Schoof, who said, "Shocked by the attack on former president and current presidential candidate Donald Trump. It's a relief that he escaped with minor injuries. I wish him and his loved ones the best of luck with their recovery. My thoughts go out to everyone involved. Political violence is completely unacceptable." Follow Kurt Zindelke on X, follow @KurtZindelke or email to Zindelke@Breitbart.com.